following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gum Out Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
it's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Thursday. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with Oklahoma baseball coach Sonny Galloway. They got a win last night, went to the College World Series last year. Now get ready to battle the Huskers, and we're looking forward to talking with the head coach of the Sooners as Nebraska and Oklahoma meet for the last time in anything significant. Is that the way we're going to look at this? I think probably so. Say what you want. Football, basketball, volleyball, wrestling, baseball. I think outside of that, it's just not viewed nationally as anything significant. So Nebraska and Oklahoma getting ready to do battle here this weekend. And you can hear those games on 1230 KHAS. Doug Duda with you in studio. Daddy not here today. I mean, he'd made 8 shows in a row. He's just exhausted. 8 shows in a row, exhausted. And he is out today, much like Jim Rome. I don't know what kind of contract the guy has, but it must be a good one because Daddy out today. We encourage you to be a part of the show, though. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. Stop by and see him for your free estimate. The email address, as it's been all the time. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to have you on the program today. We'll get to some emails that have already rolled in here. We'll talk a little bit about Husker football, of course. ESPN, they've been talking about this, their college game day. They put all their experts together, wanted to get their top 25, and then kind of put a consensus there. So spring ball wrapping up for most schools, and Nebraska's 13th in that poll. Is that about right? Too high? Too low? What do you think? Let us know your opinion on that, and we'll talk more about that as the show progresses here today. We'll touch on the NBA. We'll touch on the NHL playoffs. Here's one thing that just, as a fan, though, has got to be frustrating, people. It frustrates me. I don't understand it. I mean, be what you want, do what you do, But when it's time to get something done, I mean, we're in an ag community. You go out, you've got nice weather, it's time to get the field ready and plant the crops. Halfway through, do you just stop? Do you just stop? I mean, the weather's perfect. You just stop and say, I'll get back out there in a week or two. No. It's the time of the year to get the fields ready and plant your crops. And you do it until you're done. Somebody needs to tell these knuckleheads in the NFL that they don't have anything accomplished yet, and you don't wait until May 16th to start talking again. The NFL and its locked-out players wrapped up their court-ordered talks. Now remember, ordered by the court. These are in Minneapolis. An attorney for the team owners, Jeff Pash, says that the federal judge in yesterday's mediations told them that they probably won't be getting together again until May 16th. Why? What else do you have to do? You've just wasted every minute that you've been in that room here during this 4 or 5 days or whatever it's been. Because then you're going to have to rehash it all again. You'll do that and then, it's Memorial Week. Better take some more time off. What in the hell are they doing? Is this just the mentality of Midwesterners as opposed to everybody else in the country, the folks that live on the coast where it seems freewheeling and fancy free, and here we're hardworking, blue collar, get the job done? I mean, is that why it upsets me, you, everybody in the state, everybody in the Midwest? So I just can't understand what are they doing? 40 days of lockout. They know this has been coming for a year, and they're not even attempting to make progress. And the money they're spending? Oh, I mean, come on. Does either side not want to play football? Come on, the answer is no. Does either side not want to play football? No. The players want their money. The owners want their money. It does no good to not play football. How hard is this? Make some concessions and get it done. And don't take a month off. A month off? You got more important things to do? What, you got to negotiate the next Major League Soccer contract? I just don't get it. U.S. District Judge expected to decide soon on the players' request for an injunction to immediately lift the lockout, the first work stoppage since 1987. It's just insane. If you got a job to do, you do it till it's done. And the NFL has not figured that out. The high-priced lawyers love this because they're still getting paid. I don't get it. And I think this is what is frustrating to fans across America and football fans across the world, is that they just want them to get it done. And it frustrates them, the fans, the folks that love this game, frustrates the masses when they're not even attempting to get anything done. This is where you will lose your fan base. I mean, you're not going to lose much of it, but this is what is going to disgruntle the fans. This is why people did not like baseball for a while after their work stoppage, because they just didn't seem to care when they got back out on the playing field. So the National Football League, get it together. Get it together. That's what we're hoping for. Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Thursday. Glad to have you along on the program as we get ready for more baseball on this Easter weekend and Nebraska's final trip to Norman, Oklahoma as a member of the Big 12 Conference. And it's always a pleasure to welcome in the head coach at Oklahoma, who's had a lot of success since taking over the program, made it to the College World Series last year, and had a heck of a start to this season. Sonny Galloway joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, always a pleasure. How are things in Norman?
Oh, things are good in Norman. Thanks for having us on this afternoon.
Well, we always love talking Oklahoma Sooners, no matter what it is. And I want to start there. It is the final meeting between Nebraska and Oklahoma. This was a huge deal when it came to football. I remember talking with a couple of the writers down there when the basketball teams played, and since both teams were struggling, it wasn't such a big deal. But a couple of proud baseball programs. How do you view this final meeting with the Huskers, at least as members of the conference?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's sad to think, you know, this will be our last weekend in conference, and conference always means so much more than just regular play outside of conference. But I've talked to Coach Anderson about this, and I think he feels as strongly as I do that we're going to try to continue to play. How we're able to do that, what capacity still remains to be seen. But we've looked at our future schedules and maybe try to get some midweek games in there back and forth. But it's been a great rivalry. It really has. And you know, the Cornhuskers have made it to the College World Series, and the Sooners have made it, and both teams have had great success, and it'll be a sad weekend when it's over.
Sonny, does it come down to you and Oklahoma State, you and Texas? What does Sooner Nation still view as their biggest rival, especially now if Nebraska's leaving?
Well, it's simple for us. It's Oklahoma State Series, which we're just coming off of, and I've been involved in 52 Bedlam games between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and I've never seen anything like this past weekend. We played three straight games, and every pitch came down to the last hit, last play. And you know, we had a pretty good lead on Friday. We couldn't finish the deal. They hit a walk-off home run to beat us, and that's kind of unheard of with the bats today and the BB Corps bats and deadening of the bats. And we won on Saturday and brick down in Oklahoma City, and then on Sunday we've got a four-run lead with five outs to go with our All-American closer on the mound, and we can't seal the deal. They score seven, we come back and score three in the top of the ninth and still lose, you know, being tied up in the ninth. So we came off a tough emotional weekend, and we've lost three of our last six by one run. So we've got to get it going. And I realize the Cornhuskers are, you know, playing pretty well, and they've won some close games, some one-run ball games. And but to answer your question, Oklahoma State and then Texas. We've got Texas. So Nebraska is going to come in here right between two of our big arch rivals, and clearly the Nebraska series has been a great series and a great rivalry for us. So, you know, there's no rest in between. That's Big 12 baseball.
Well, just to get this in, Oklahoma plays Texas next week, and then the following week, Nebraska plays Texas. So, you know, if we're going to send Augie on a six-game losing streak, that'd be a good time to start, Coach.
I say we all do it. What do you say? Everybody in.
Sonny Galloway, head coach of the Oklahoma Sooner Baseball Club, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you kind of mentioned how close and how competitive the last weekend was. It's really kind of been that way since conference play. You've seen some very good teams in and out of conference. You got off to such a red-hot start at 16-0. Talk about what has happened since that start.
Well, what simply has happened is we've gone 500. We tied the Big 12 record for, you know, start 16-0, and we just we haven't played as well as we can. And I'd be the first one to admit, you know, our first 16 weren't near as tough as what you get when you get into conference, but still we haven't done the little things right. We just don't field a bunt properly in Kansas State, or we win that series. And, again, we play in 18-degree windshield in Missouri, and that was rough on our guys. It was rough on everybody, but a one-run loss up there after defeating them in game one. There's been some things that you could say, hey, you know, it's been some adversity, it's been some tough luck, but the bottom line is that's baseball. You just got to go play hard. And we're 500 when you look at our last 22 games, I think. It's 11-11, and we've just got to get it going. We've got to dial it back in. And I think there's some disappointment because we had a great start. You know, we were ranked as high as two in the country. So there's going to be some disappointment and some hangover. But the reality is what I told our club last night. The reality is we have the identical record we had at this point last year, and we're a game better in conference right now. So the reality is we're having a better year right now at the same time. But everybody remembers Omaha. Everybody remembers how strong we played at the end of the year. And unfortunately, a lot of, you know, college athletes expect to pick up right where they left off, and that's not baseball. You've got to build back to that point. So we're maturing in that capacity to try to be a you know, legitimate top 25 program.
Sonny, when Nebraska played the last year, it was in Lincoln early in the season. I think it was their second conference weekend back in March. So a lot has happened with this baseball club. You guys really tore it up after that, got to the College World Series. What did that mean for the program to take that next step, get back where you wanted to be?
Well, it meant everything, to be quite honest. I think Nebraskans know better than anybody the great atmosphere right there in Omaha. We're fortunate because 92, we went to Omaha. 94, we won the national championship. 95, we went back, and I was an assistant coach of all those teams. before, you know, we went to Oral Roberts University. So coming back clearly as the head coach of the Sooners and wanting to get our program back to Omaha has been a huge driving force. And you know what? God blessed our program and our student athletes and everyone involved to get back there. It's meant the world to us. And I still believe, and I always will, that you've got to get there. You've got to knock that door down. You've got to, you know, experience Omaha if you want to go back and you want to win in Omaha. It's just very difficult because of the atmosphere. You know, it's like a county fair meets NCAA baseball. It's awesome. And our guys, you know, their head were spinning when we were there. And we played so – we go 12 innings against eventual national champ South Carolina, and we feel like we had them at a couple of points. We did defeat them in game one. So we were playing as well as the team that ended up winning the national championship. We just didn't get the breaks and get it done when we needed to. And our guys feel like there's unfinished business, and I hope our guys feel like that every year for the next 20 years. But as far as wanting to get back and the driving force to get back, but it was a great experience to be in Omaha, and we're very thankful because it was last year at Johnny Rosenblatt Stadium. And, you know, a true blessing is when you're a coach and you have an 11-year-old son and your son and you get to experience that from the field's vantage point. That's a sentimental thing that will always be with us and a memory, and we're very thankful for it.
And when we talked to you getting ready for that College World Series last year, how fired up you were for some of those off-the-field things, being able to experience all that. And they just opened, obviously, the new ballpark, which is beautiful, on Tuesday night. And I know you guys want to get back. What's that going to take? What do you see as the thing that needs to be tweaked here against Nebraska, against Texas, as you move on the next couple of weeks?
Well, I simply think it's more of an attitude than anything. I think our guys have got to understand, let's create and find out our identity and who we are right now and this year. And I don't think that we've done that. I think we're trying to be what we were last year. Not that that's a bad thing, but three of our starting outfielders last year that started for us in Omaha are not currently starting for us right now. They haven't played well. They understand that. They've become role players in our lineup, and we have three other guys that are starting in the outfield. So there's no way we can be the same team. We have different personnel. But the acceptance of that is what needs to happen. And I haven't seen that acceptance of, you know, let's quit trying to be, you know, that team. Let's be our own team. And I'm hoping that we can do that. And I think that we had to go through some adversity to be able to do that. And we clearly have gone through some adversity this year, especially in the past 3 or 4 weeks.
Sonny Galloway with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as the Sooners host the Huskers this weekend. Coach, talk about your pitching rotation for the weekend and your thoughts on how they've been coming through the season for you.
Well, our first guy that we roll out on Friday nights, Michael Rocha. He's a fourth-year guy in our program. He's really special. He's done a lot of really good things for us over the course of 4 years. His freshman year, I can still remember him shutting out Tennessee in Minute Maid at that preseason tournament that they always have down in Houston. And so my point to that is he's always been pretty good to come in as a freshman and be able to do the things that he's done. But what he has done is he has become more consistent, and that's what you need in a Friday night starter. You need a consistent guy that will go out, he will log innings, he won't tax your bullpen early on in a Big 12 series, and that's what Michael Rocha has done for us. And, you know, he's won along the way, so he's pretty special. And then in the number two spot, we roll out a junior college All-American that's come to us, Birch Smith from Howard Junior College in Texas. And Birch is pretty special. He's pretty tall, lanky, prototypical type guy, and, you know, he's got quite the fastball, and he can locate it. So we like our 1-2 punch, and then what we'll do on Sunday is just to be announced based on what we use out of our bullpen and, you know, what we need to do after looking at Nebraska lineup to try to secure victory on Sunday.
Looks like your boys, and for the fans out there, Rocha, 1.09 ERA in his 9 starts this year, 56 strikeouts, Smith 54. You got some guys that are striking out. You've got some guys that are strikeout pitchers. Is that what you believe?
Yeah, they've got out pitches. There's no question. If they get 2 strikes on you, they have an out pitch. You know, there's some guys in our conference that are having success this year without an out pitch because of the new BB Core bat. They just, you know, they force contact. But our man Rocha and Smith, if they get 2 strikes on you, especially if, you know, they have a plus count, if they're in a 1-2-2-2, they're going to try to make you chase a little bit. They're going to make it pretty tough on you. And And, you know, even 3-2, they come back and they're going to be contact guys, but their stuff is so good that you might be a swing and miss candidate. So that's why they've been able to get some strikeouts. And, you know, again, I think the game's changed to where lineups just need to go to the plate and say, hey, our objective's got to be put the ball in play. Sure, you want to do it with authority, but, you know, just put it in play, because the more you strike out, the tougher it gets, because these bats, the ball's just not going anywhere. And so for us to counter and have people that can strike people out is a big plus for us, because less balls have a chance just to find that seeing eye ground ball or that flare that gets over the infield.
And, Coach, in the last couple of times, especially when we chatted with you last season, we can talk about Cameron Seitzer and Garrett Wischel, and I think fans know about that. If fans are listening or actually make the trip down to Norman, who's a new kid that's kind of been getting the job done for you that you're very pleased with?
Well, Tyler Ogle's been playing great, even though he started for us last year. He's just become a special player, and, you know, he was the Big 12 Player of the Week last week. He went something like 11 for 17 with three home runs in the Bedlam Series. And that's a pressure-packed cooker. You know, we play that at the Pro Park in Tulsa and two in Oklahoma City at the Pro Park. So he performs at a high level. But Ricky Eisenberg is a guy that's starting for us in right field. And he was more of a DH role type guy last year. But, you know, he's hitting .426 clip. He's our everyday right fielder. He's become a pretty special player for us. And he can hit anywhere in the lineup because he can really run. But he's a senior from Cypress, California, Ricky Eisenberg. He's become pretty good for us. And then a little left-hander that we'll start in a rotation sometimes or bring out of the bullpen, Dylan Overton. I think Dylan was drafted in the 16th round by Boston out of high school. He's a true freshman, and he's pretty special, very poised, pretty special young man. He started for us the last two Sundays because Bobby Shore, one of our rotation guys, has had a sore shoulder, but Bobby's healthy again.
Coach, last question before we let you get out of here. Biggest concern about Nebraska, their pitching staff seems to be a little up and down, not a high-scoring ball club, but what is the thing that catches your eye about the Cornhuskers?
Well, my concern is they're getting hot at the right time, and getting hot is simply one stat, and that's winning games. And they're winning games right now. And in the midpoint, and I kind of look at it like a baseball game, I tell our guys, get a pretty good feel in the first three innings, win the next three, win the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth inning, because we're going to pitch and play defense in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. And if we're in those true middle innings of the Big 12 Conference, then Nebraska's doing a good job of trying to get the lead and take control. And that's my biggest concern, is that they're playing pretty good at a key moment of the season, and unfortunately for us, when they're coming into Norman. But we're pretty good at home, and we're still a really good club that just hadn't played well. Had we played well, I clearly think we'd be ranked in the top five, and I think that's got to be a concern of our opponent, is that they haven't played well, and if they had, they'd be a top five team, and that'd really be a tough chore for anybody to come into. But you know what? We're still in the top 15, and we'll battle our tail off, and I know Nebraska will be a great series this weekend.
Sonny Galloway, head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. Always great talking a little Boomer Sooner. And, Coach, hopefully you guys will get to play in the new ballpark in Omaha this summer, and we'll get a chance to chat with you again. Thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I hope we get that opportunity to talk here in June, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Take care, bud. Sonny Galloway, thanks for the time joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always great catching up. I mean, he has taken over a program, and, of course, the folks remember how – unfortunately, the switch was made back when he, 6 years ago, I guess it's been now, abruptly had to take over the program and has not missed a beat. And they've made it to the regional finals every year in his 6 years. And then, of course, back to the College World Series last year, beat number one Virginia to send them back to Rosenblatt. They went 50-18. And then, of course, get the first 16 wins this season. Very good ball club. And, yeah, wow. They're a runaway or two from being in the top five in the country. One poll has them 11th this week, another has them at 15th, and another has them at 16th. So those are the Oklahoma Sooners, and Coach Sonny Galloway joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, where you can have lunch all day long. Yeah, they serve breakfast till 11 a.m., but if you're ready for a Whopper or a stuffed steakhouse burger or whatever tastes good to you, like a little chicken sandwich with cheese, oh, it's there for you at BK, Cozad, Lexington, North Platte, and, of course, two locations in Kearney. We're back with more after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
A doctor died.
Her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
Yeah, skies remain cloudy throughout the day. Today, we'll still see some scattered light showers possible. Otherwise, look for a high near 50 with southeast winds of 12 to 25. Tonight, we'll see more showers developing. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Still have room for you to sign up for our Make-A-Wish four-person scramble at Indian Head Golf Course this Saturday. You can go to our website for more information, and you can call Indian Head to get registered. Website, of course, is ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Two flights, top three teams win cold, hard cash, plus everybody's going to get a chance at that hole-in-one, the first hole-in-one on the 14th. The $30,000 vehicle from Tom Dinsdale Automotive. Oh, prizes on the other three holes, par threes for holes in one, golf clubs, flat screen TVs, airline tickets. Someone will putt for $10,000, a 60-foot putt. It can be done. Somebody's going to get a chance at $10,000. Going to throw in breakfast for you. Net proceeds benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Nebraska. So call Indian Head to get your team registered right now. You're going to have the itch before you get in to your Easter weekend. 381-4653. Maybe you got some family coming in for Easter. Absolute great opportunity to play in the scramble. It's a four-person scramble. Indian Head, Saturday, 381-4653. Platte River Radio, Make-A-Wish, four-person scramble this Saturday. Hope you have a lot of fun. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Big Daddy out today. And this says, Daddy went to the racetrack to make a special delivery to a woman in a red dress. And that's because why? What are our three words of the week, Merritt?
Red, track, and delivery.
Yeah, thanks, Grant and Carney, for throwing that together for us. I wouldn't doubt it. You never know what Tony's doing. Fauner Park, by the way, Steve Anderson, going to join us on the program tomorrow. They've had a couple of Fridays knocked out this year because of the weather. We'll talk to him about that, the changes it's made, and the big weekends of racing that are still to come at Fauner Park. Always fun. Can't wait to get into it. And, of course, all wrapping up with the Kentucky Derby and the final weekend Saturday, May 6th and 7th at Fauner Park. Racing this week, because of Easter, they will not have racing Sunday. So go out Friday, 3 o'clock, and then the couple of special stakes races Saturday gets underway at 1:30, as always. And we'll be talking with him, Steve Anderson, tomorrow on the program. Mentioned this, and then we'll get back into a little bit of baseball. But I'd love to hear from you again. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. ESPN and their preseason experts poll, I guess, for lack of a better term, has Nebraska 13th. That's a consensus between all the guys that cover college football for Nebraska, and they have Nebraska sitting at number 13. What do you think about that? Too high, too low, right where you think Nebraska should be? What's your thoughts on that? Love to hear from you. Some folks have Nebraska way, way down. Mark Schlabaugh has them at 24. I mean, I don't think they're 24th. Let's not get crazy here. But there are some question marks. The thing about it, if Nebraska does start out in the national polls this fall around 13, it means they got to go undefeated to have a chance to be in the BCS championship game and to be in the national championship game. Outside of that, the rankings really don't mean a whole lot of diddly, because you have to establish winning program over 2-3 years, maybe, if you haven't been there. And if you're at the top of the mountain, if you've been there a lot lately, Oklahoma, a lot of people think is going to be number one in the preseason, you know, then you've established that, and you can get away with the loss. I think if you're in the top five for sure, and it can sprinkle down depending on who you are and when you lose, obviously, to 6, 7, or 8, you can get a loss and still play for the national championship. You're outside the top 10. You cannot get a loss and play for the national championship. It just isn't going to happen, because the respect isn't the elite respect that you have received from the same people that will vote every poll at the beginning of the year. You're going to have to run the table. And I'm not saying at all that Nebraska is a national championship team this upcoming year, although if you can win this Big Ten this year, I think you're going to have to be definitely considered one of the best teams in the country. And let's not forget, with Nebraska leaving the Big 12 and going to the Big Ten, the Big 12 just got weaker and the Big Ten got stronger. And I don't know that the Big 12, for a long time there, was considered the second-best conference in the country behind the SEC. I don't think you can say that anymore. Oklahoma being number one, Texas stunk last year. Nebraska leaves the conference. After that, where do you look? Texas A&M, nice football team. And if anybody else steps up, like Missouri and Kansas did a few years ago and made that incredible run and played that last week for all the marbles, Missouri ranked number one for a little bit, then that can change the thought and the consensus across the country of the Big 12. But I think now the Big 10 might be the second toughest conference in the country, and so whoever wins the SEC plays whoever wins the Big 10 for the national championship. And when Nebraska was in the Big 12, you just kind of assumed if you won the Big 12, you had a real good chance of playing for the national championship. You weren't going to be an undefeated team left out, as has happened from time to time. If you've got four power conferences, and somehow three or four teams get through undefeated, you always know the SEC champ is going to play for the national championship. And I think now you think that it's going to be the Big Ten champion. I would think the Big Ten champion, unless it's Oklahoma. Now, I mean, if they're number one, they run the table, that's one thing. And if Alabama's number two and they run the table and they've been 1-2 all year, well, there you go. I mean, that's going to be hard to argue. But overall, if you just said and didn't have a ranking at the beginning of the year, Pac-10, they go back, even though Oregon was there last year. So your thoughts on Nebraska being ranked 13th in this particular poll? And, you know, look out, because the preseason college football magazines are going to start flooding here in the next month. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised to see the first one of note end up on our desk here before the end of the month. So 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to hear from you, and always love to hear from you on the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Looks like Stan just wanted to use the three words, because he says, Doug's face is red with anger after the delivery man brought him tickets to his favorite NASCAR track. There is no such thing, Stan. Stan and Hastings. There is no such thing as my favorite NASCAR track. So there you go. Don't forget, UNK baseball team will be hosting Colorado Christian. They've moved that up to play a game today, scheduled to start at 3 o'clock at Memorial Field. The Lopers are fifth. The Division II regional ranking that's used for all team sports to see who qualifies for the NCAA postseason tournament. And it's there in football, it's there in volleyball, it's there in basketball. Now the baseball one is out. UNK is fifth. They're right behind Mesa State. And remember, Mesa took 3 of 4 from them, so similar records. In fact, just one game difference between the two teams. Winona State, St. Cloud State, Minnesota State, Mankato. They're 1-2-3. So, unless something really crazy happens, UNK will be playing baseball in Minnesota in the Central Regional of the NCAA tournament, because those guys are going to play each other and somebody's going to stay on top. It's going to be tough. I mean, UNK is number one in the RMAC and they're fifth in the Central Region. Mesa State's fourth, Metro State's sixth, and Colorado State Pueblo is eighth. The all-academic RMAC baseball and softball teams also released last night. Three members of the Lopers are on the first team: Andrew Hakey, Brian Kritz, and Jordan Mitchell Hill. No one on the softball team is on the first team, but Jamie Mazankowski, a Kearney alum, is playing for Shadron State, and the senior is first team all-academic, so congratulations to her. Hastings College baseball team, doing some good things, people. Doing some very good things, and yesterday, maybe some home field cooking, but how about the job the pitching staff does shutting out Mount Marty? John LeMaster tossed a 3-hit shutout in the first game, just his second ever conference start. 7-0 win in game one, and then A.J. Clark followed it up with a 2-hit shutout in game two, 1-0. So now the Broncos are 12-4 in the conference, and they are one game out of first place, and that's Doan. So Hastings College second, Doan first, and Hastings will take on Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow at Duncan Field at 1 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear that on 1230 AM KHAS. And you got to feel, and again, this is not placing blame, but you got to feel for Hastings now. They're playing well. The conference tournament was supposed to be at Duncan, but because of whatever the situation was that the field didn't take this year like it does every other year, and there's just no infield and no infield grass, they had to move all of their games to Smith Complex, and then they've moved the conference tournament away from Duncan Field, and it's going to be up in Sioux City and South Sioux City at the fields up there May 5th through the 7th, and definitely takes away the home field advantage for the Hastings baseball team. Hastings softball team is in action today. They head to Lincoln to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. One more football note. What the significance of this is, hard to tell, but a lot of folks have been asking. In fact, somebody asked me yesterday, how's the running backs look after Rex Burkhead? Can you name a running back after Rex Burkhead? And not Tyler Legate, fullback. I mean, can you name a running back on this Nebraska football team after Rex Burkhead? It is kind of scary. Rex is probably the one guy that can least afford to get hurt for the Huskers this year. And the football team has now picked up one more running back, and could be a good one. This is Mike Merrow, the son of graduate assistant Vince Merrow. And he has told a couple of the scouting services, Rivals and Scout, that he's coming to Nebraska. He originally signed with Alabama, would have been on the team with Mark Ingram, would have been on that national championship team in 2009, redshirted, transferred to Eastern Michigan because of some family issues, but didn't even play a game for Eastern Michigan. So he should have 3 years of eligibility, and is awaiting word if he can compete this fall after his move from Eastern Michigan. Could play running back or fullback, 6'1", 250 pounds. So he was at the spring game last Saturday, and that's what you got. So I guess we'll see. I guess we will see if this young man can help out the Huskers or not. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Tom and Hastings says, hey, Doug, as far as the preseason ranking for Nebraska, the defense looks good, but a couple of concerns are consistent quarterback play, wide receivers, and the offensive line. I'm curious to see if Watson leaving will eliminate 5 or 6 delay of game calls each game. Okay, you're exaggerating, Tom. There's only 4. You're exaggerating a little bit there, but we get your point. That is the question mark. There is no doubt about it. It's hard to believe, and we said this at the end of last year, it's hard to believe that we are sitting here questioning the ability of Taylor Martinez after what we saw at the beginning of last year. And this will be the banter across Nebraska coffee shops and saloons and sale barns and feed stores over the summer. Will the offense be? I mean, because let's face it, if Taylor Martinez is healthy all of last year, Nebraska beats A&M, Nebraska wins the Big 12 championship game, and don't say they don't beat Oklahoma. They're up 17-0 on Oklahoma with an injured Taylor Martinez at, what, 60, 70%, 60%? Nebraska wins that game. They go play Connecticut in the Fiesta Bowl. They win that. And then all of a sudden, Nebraska's ranked fourth in the country. And, folks, that's how close it was. But, could have lost to Iowa State without Taylor Martinez. I realize all this. You can go yin and yang on this the whole way. Nebraska probably could have also lost a couple of other games. But they would have won. They would not have lost any of those last three games had Martinez been healthy. So Nebraska could be that close, and the coaches love the defense, think it's going to be better than last year. I think they're probably right. They've got to make sure the corners are just as good as they were. And the offensive line, now that they've got about 12 coaches coaching that offensive line, hopefully they get everything right there. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Merritt, what do we got?
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike from Grand Island, the third city. Love the Islander, capital of the world. Mike, what's going on?
Not much. Listen, just about your comment about the running backs, I can name them. Like, there's Austin Jones. There was a Zach Taylor because, well, I was thinking if Zach Taylor came back to quarterback there for a second. There's Collins Okafor. It's not so much can you name these running backs, can you be excited about them? I mean, no offense to these guys, but I never said, oh, if Rex goes down, I think Austin's going to be just as good. You hope and pray, you knock on wood, you get some salt, get a rabbit's foot, and you hope Rex is okay for next year, but you've got to depend on some freshmen coming up, and that's a scary proposition. I think we're going to be okay, but I'm not thrilled with the backups. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Mike, thanks for the call. Mike in Grand Island firing off a call to us here on the Bruce Furniture fan line. We invite you to do the same at 888-455-3776. I think you just kind of took my point to the next level and agreed with it there. We don't know. It's a lot to ask. There are certain positions that it's a lot to ask. But now let's remember, Rex did do just fine playing as a freshman. A lot of this is physicality and smarts. I mean, let's face it, you have to be smart enough to learn the offense, to be able to block when called upon, and then let your natural talent do what it does. The natural talent, I think, is the least of the worries. You go out and you run. You hit the hole. You see what happens. You hope your O-line can get the job done, and you do your job. Because whoever's second is who they believe is the second best running back on this team. One other thought, as we have discussed this here lately, is I got to thinking, Nebraska really does have to have a good year this year. Because I think next year, we're not going to be talking like this. They're going to have a lot of new guys next year. You're going to be replacing your quarterback. You're still going to be thinking about Rex Burkhead. I mean, could you be replacing Taylor Martinez if he's not successful this year is where I'm going there. Breon Carnes. I mean, you could be starting a true, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. New guys. But let's worry about this year first. And I'd love to hear more of your comments on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy out today because 8 days in a row, just too much. I think, I'm not sure what he's doing, where he's at, but he was starting to chafe and peel a little bit. So maybe moisturizing. I'm not sure. We'll be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. ThinkApproved.com. That's THINKApproved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Yeah, skies remain cloudy throughout the day. Today, we'll still see some scattered light showers possible. Otherwise, look for a high near 50 with southeast winds of 12 to 25. Tonight, we'll see more showers developing. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
From Alaska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Thursday. And don't forget Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Open late on Thursday till 8 to help you out as you get ready for the upcoming baseball and softball season. Or if you need to get a little something, you know, you're into soccer season right now, you're into track season. Shoe went out, spike went out. Maybe you're just trying to get out and exercise now that the weather's a little bit nicer. They've got a great selection of shoes. They've got whatever you need. You need Husker gear. You need Loper gear. Kearney High, Kearney Catholic. Misco's has it, and they take care of you better than anyone when it comes to baseball and softball. It doesn't matter if you're little kids, little girls, little boys playing softball, t-ball, baseball, Legion baseball, college baseball, town team baseball. Maybe you're playing fast-pitch softball. They've got everything you need. You want to umpire? They've got that gear for you as well. Plus, they'll get the hats, the uniforms, everything you need to look good while you're playing good and to play good. The top of the line bats, gloves, cleats, batting gloves, training and practice accessories as well to help you get ready for the season. Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your convenience. Stop by and see Steve and the gang today. Of course, they will be closed Easter Sunday. Wishing you a happy Easter weekend. 888-455-ESPN. Nebraska too high, 13th, too high in that spring poll by ESPN. You want some more of these running backs? How about Ty Kildow? He ran the ball a little bit over the weekend. Josh in Kearney to the Dent Popper inbox says, what about the Green kid or Braylon Hurd? I cannot imagine a true freshman coming in this fall and starting at running back for Nebraska. That would be asking a lot. They may be very talented, but I think you're looking at, you know, red shirt or get them in next year. I mean, not that one of those or both is not talented enough to come in and get a few carries, but to come in and just work fall practice, that's asking a lot. 888-455-3776. Call the Bruce Furniture fan line. Love to hear from you on the program today. A couple of high school notes. Again, a lot of things trying to be made up here. Or because it's the Easter weekend, not much going on Friday and Saturday. So this week, jam-packed, trying to make up from last week and catch up this week. In golf, Hastings St. Cecilia won the 19-team Columbus SCOTUS invite Fifth straight year they've done that. Mike Hannon led the Hawks with a 78. He finished in second. Franklin won the Alma Golf Invitational, followed by the host Alma, then Southern Valley, Bertrand, and Cambridge, 14 teams competing there. Franklin teammates Sage Platt and Jacob Seal both fired 80s to top the leaderboard. And in the Sandy Creek Invitational, Sutton looks good again. The defending state champion Reed Wiebe fires a 73, and four of the Sutton golfers were in the top five. Donovan Trumbull, the runner-up, and Blue Hill finished in third. Other high school notes, the updated soccer rankings from the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star are out pretty similar. Omaha World Herald, boys, Class A, unbeaten Grand Island is number two. Kearney is six. Creighton Prep remains number one. The number one team in Class B is Schuyler. Interesting thing there, if you're a soccer fan, you pick it up and you go, South Sioux City's 3-4. How are they ranked fourth in the state? Well, actually, they should be 6-1. But ineligible player at the beginning of the year, had to forfeit the first three games that they've actually won. So Schuyler's number one. Hastings is ninth and Lexington 10th on the girls' side. Holdridge, the only girls' team from the area rated, and they are still unbeaten and ranked third in Class B, according to the Omaha World Herald. Also, I want to say congratulations to Jordan Brown, the defensive line and strength coach at Hastings College. He's been selected to serve as the tight end and football operation coach for the U.S. men's national team assembled by USA Football. The team will compete in July in Austria among a field of eight national teams spanning four continents at the International Federation of American Football World Championships. Brown is one of nine members of Team USA's coaching staff. And Brown received undergraduate and graduate degrees from Northwest Missouri State. His former coach, Mel Jerdsma, is the head coach of this year's team. So Mickey Joseph, who is now at Langston, Oklahoma. Remember the former Husker quarterback? Yeah, I heard your snicker. But he is one of the guys on the coaching staff as well. The United States plays teams from Australia, Germany, and Mexico, and then hopes to advance on to either the bronze or, you would expect, the gold medal game July 16th. In Vienna, Austria. We're going to take a break, wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show, and love to hear from you. Give us a buzz with the Bruce Furniture fan line, and it's not just the fan line. Bruce Furniture and Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance want you to have your furniture right and fast if you want it. If you see a chair on the floor of the store and it's right for you, they want you to be able to have it for the next game, the next get-together of family. You need something for Easter Sunday, they can get it to you same day or next day, free delivery on any in-store merchandise. There's no haggling here. They get it done. No fine print. Price of a piece of furniture or a mattress is the price. Check them out online. Check them out on Facebook, brucefurniture.com. No need to even move your furniture or clear a room, because Bruce Furniture, not only they don't show up the door and go, here's your couch. No. They don't just say, here's your mattress. Lug it back to your own bedroom and get rid of that other one. No, they do it for you. They take it where you want them to take it to and bring the new furniture to you. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
I think we can all agree that there are some things you definitely want to pay attention to when you hear them. For instance, when you hear somebody yell fire, that's a situation that requires your full attention. And when I tell you that there are no games or gimmicks, just honest-to-goodness bottom-line pricing on Midway's huge inventory of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, cars, trucks, crossovers, and vans, well, pretend I yelled fire. Quick and simple, cut and dried. That's just the way you like it, and that's just the way it is at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Right now, save up to $9,100 off a new Dodge Ram. The spring truck selection at Midway is better than ever. Get all the details and meet our online concierge at thinkmidway.com. Midway's concierge will get you all the information you need to help you make an informed decision. It's free and it's fast at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink!
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dent Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
Yeah, skies remain cloudy throughout the day. Today, we'll still see some scattered light showers possible. Otherwise, look for a high near 50 with southeast winds of 12 to 25. Tonight, we'll see more showers developing. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy will be back in studio tomorrow. Ah! You fired up, Merritt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. The three words of the week are?
Red, track, and delivery.
Put them in an email any way you want. We'll give you a chance to win tomorrow a combo meal, large combo meal, from Big Daddy's Deli, two locations in Hastings, and one in Kearney on top of the hill. So good. Oh, latest one I had was the 48. Home of a bazillion sandwiches. I went with 48. Folks, don't forget if you missed any of the shows of the Doug and Daddy Show yesterday, this week, this month, interview, you know, like this week. We had Cash Kalkowski from Grand Island on, the Husker, now outfielder, ex-pitcher, hopes to pitch again. Hear that interview. We talked with Creighton coach Ed Service, Mike Babcock from Huskers Illustrated, recapping the spring game and his thoughts on Husker football. You hear a little bit about it today. Maybe you missed what he had to say. Go back and listen. Yesterday, UNK football coach Daryl Morris, we talked about a variety of things, not just spring ball, UNO, the players that they've got coming in from there, his thoughts on that. Also, the upcoming scholarship fundraiser on May the 3rd. Talked to Drew Shinnick, head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm. They're all there for you. Had last week on the show, we talked to Niles Paul. We talked to Mike McNeil and some of the former Huskers that may have a chance to hear their name in the NFL draft. A couple of weeks ago, Prince Amakamura on the show. So it's all there. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. And I can't wait to say the courtyard. People have been out there. It's not fully open and stocked yet, but when it is, good times this spring and summer. Everybody, I mean, they want it to warm up to fish. They want it to warm up to golf. They want it to warm up to play ball, to run track, kick soccer, and to hang out at the courtyard. Folks, that is the place to be. Cunningham's, take your friends, your family, and enjoy all the sports on the numerous televisions, including their huge 10-foot projection screen. Enjoy their happy hour specials daily from 3 to 6 with big-ass beer specials, only 2.5. All their wells, a buck and a half, and a large selection of small crafted microbrews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. Say hi to Mike, Youssef, and the entire gang down there at Cunningham's, where they're now serving lunch. Stop by for lunch or supper. Any sports fan would love it. Some sliders, maybe just an appetizer, skewers, shrimp. Oh, so good. Whether it's a casual get-together with the friends or a night out of the town, Cunningham's Journal of the Law, place to be, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Okay. We know this geek that poisoned the trees. Alabama fan accused of poisoning the landmark trees at Auburn's Tumors Corner. Eye for an eye, buddy. He's now told police he was assaulted at a gas station Wednesday shortly after leaving the courthouse. 62-year-old, yes, mature, Harvey Updike Jr. told an officer he was attacked when he stepped out of his car at a gas station, according to the Opelika. Opelika, is that the name of the town? Police captain. Updike was punched in the head and believes there was more than one person involved but didn't see who did it. The gas station did not have surveillance video. Updike was treated for small bruises and scratches at the hospital. Updike's attorney said, quote, all he told me is he didn't see who hit him and he didn't know what he was hit with. He's scared, but he's okay. He said he doesn't remember being hit. He just blacked out and woke up on the ground. End quote. Okay, so he doesn't remember being hit, but said he was hit. Punched in the head and believes there was more than one, but he doesn't remember.
It could still be the price of gas. You never know.
I think this guy. Hello. Done dealing. Whack job. NFL draft 1 week from today. Much Woo-hoo. More talk about that on the Doug and Daddy Show over the next week. In the NFL, they did a little bit of this last year. Had some former players or maybe a celebrity or someone with ties to each organization would come out. Did the Dolphins, do you remember? Did the Dolphins have somebody?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. So in the second round, a former player of each team is going to come up and announce that pick. Barry Sanders is going to do it for Detroit, so that's really cool. Franco Harris, he's going to do it for the Steelers. Marshall Faulk, he's going to do it as well. And it looks like, will he do it for Indianapolis or will he do it for St. Louis? It looks like he will be the St. Louis Rams representative. And if you don't have a pick in that second round, which Carolina, Miami, and the Jets don't, those representatives will say it in the third round. So you think about, who could they have? And, of course, Carolina, who could they have? Ex-fullback Brad Hoover. Yeah. Jacksonville, one of the newer teams. Donovan Darius. Yeah. Yeah. Woohoo. Now, you do have some cool guys out there. Tampa Bay, John Lynch. The San Francisco 49ers, Dwight Clark. Washington Redskins, Doug Williams, won him a Super Bowl as quarterback. Seattle, Cortez Kennedy. Dallas Cowboys, Charles Haley. Cincinnati Reds, Cincinnati Bengals, Anthony Munoz. Chicago Bears, Richard Dent. Buffalo Bills, Andre Reed. So there you go. There's a few of them. Kansas City Chiefs, Willie Lanier. Denver Broncos, Shannon Sharp. New England Patriots, Andre Tippett. The Giants, little Joe Morris. Going to sneak on out there. So there's a few of the names that may be interesting to you is who's going to go out there and do it. Oakland, Willie Brown. Does that excite you at all, Merritt?
No.
Did I say who Miami had?
Sam Addison. I saw it.
Okay. All right. As long as you're happy. As long as Merritt's happy and everything's good, we made it through another show. Good, good, good. Glad to have you along, folks. Enjoy the games tonight. No surprises last night in the NBA. All the home teams won. San Antonio and Laker fans can take it easy, especially Laker fans. San Antonio might have a little trouble going to Memphis. We'll find out. But, you know, those series probably won't end until mid-May anyway. NHL, a couple of double overtime games. Wow. Three games tonight. Boston at Montreal. Chicago tries to stay alive again at Vancouver. San Jose at Los Angeles. And the NBA starts at 6 with Chicago at Indiana, then Miami at Portland, and Dallas tries to go up another game on Portland. Miami at Philadelphia, Dallas at Portland. We want to thank the head baseball coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Sonny Galloway, for joining us on the program today. If you missed it, go to the podcast. Daddy is back tomorrow. Plus, we'll talk with Steve Anderson from Fauner Park and a lot more. So stay with us. We appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow on Good Friday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.